So today we'll talk a little bit about Yeshiva Sefer Torah. It's a larger topic. We're going to just touch upon some of the basics. But the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah, we'll read it today. The Mishnah says that Kosev lo Sefer Torah Lishmo, that the Melech has to write a Sefer Torah. He has to write it for himself. And the Gemara points out, Ubevad shlo yisna, there's different gyrsos here. Ubevad shlo yisna b'shel avosav, he doesn't adorn himself. The Gilyon HaShas does want to look, talks about the Lashon of Yisna by Sefer Torah. Yom Kippur talks about in Maseches Yuma that Yom Kippur, everyone after the Avodah Shem Kippurim, they go out and like show their Sefer Torah off. It was like a big Indian of Hidr Mitzvah. It was a personal Sefer Torah each person wrote. Some Lashon of Yisna, but the idea is a person is not Yod to the Mitzvah through being Yorish from his father, the Sefer Torah. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, also different Gersos, who is the author here, Afa Pisha Nichola Avosav La'adam Sefer Torah, Mitzvah lichtov mishalo. This is talking about in general now. The person was Yorish, a Sefer Torah from his father, so he still has to write a separate Sefer Torah. Shenemar, it says, Va'ata kisru lachem es hashira. This is the very final mitzvah of the entire Torah, the 613th mitzvah, that you have to write a Sefer Torah. You cannot be Yorish the Sefer Torah. You're not, at least you don't fulfill the mitzvah through being Yorish the Sefer Torah. So Gemara says, wait a second. Really, is that true? Asi ve'abai. Abai asks the question. V'kosiv lo sefer Torah lishma. The Mishnah says, "Shlo yisna b'shel acherim." So this Bryce is commenting our Mishnah that only a melech is not yot to the mitzvah through his father's sefer Torah. Melech in hedyot lo, but a hedyot can fulfill the mitzvah if he's yorish from his father. And the Gemara answers, "Lo tzricha l'shtei taros," referring to the two taros. What does the two taros mean? K'detanya v'kosiv lo asav Mishnah. The pasuk says he has to write the Mishnah Torah. The kos of lishmo shtei taros achas one sheyotze v'nichnasas imo, one that he goes in and out, he takes in and out. V'achas shemunachas of bebeit kenazav, one he leaves in his storage house, in his treasury, and osa sheyotze v'nichnasas imo. And then the Gemara goes on to say some other dinim he can't bring into the beis akisa and the beis amirachas and so on. So the two sefer Torahs of the king, and the pashas here is that just like in hedyot cannot be yotze through being yorish from his father, so too the melech can't be Yotz the mitzvah through being Yorish from his father, both Sifrei Torah. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. So let's just take a step back for a moment to appreciate the lumdus in Ksiva Sefer Torah, and then we'll apply it to the din of a melech. So the Gemara in Menachos tells us there's a din that Amar Yishub ben Levi, Bar Abba rather, Amar of Gidal, Amar Rav, the halokeach Sefer Torah min ashuk. A person buys a Sefer Torah from the shuk, kechotef mitzvah min ashuk. Interesting lashon, like he grabs a mitzvah from the shuk. He grabs it, sounds like he did something good. And if a person's kasu, a person actually writes a sefer Torah, ma'ala alav akasav kilu kibla mehar Sinai. It's ki'ilu, he was at Har Sinai, received it. The Taz quotes a fascinating, the Mukhe Yosef, just explaining the differences of lokeach versus kosev. And he explains that when a person just grabs the mitzvah, he just chaps the mitzvah, he's yotzei, he doesn't do the tircha. It doesn't have so much schar. Ein lo schar gadol, as opposed to one who's terech all year long. It takes a year to write a sefer Torah. Every day he dips the quill and he writes he traces the letter. He fills in the letter. It's a big tircha. It's a whole year's work. So the tircha, the schar gadol, is not the same when you just buy it. And he says that it's just fascinating lashon. You don't have the rishonim write this way in halacha normally. V'yesh makum l'midas hadin. The midas hadin could taina and say, he'll molish shabal alav b'tarech. If he had such a tircha, he wouldn't do the mitzvah. Ksiva, the guy was lazy. He was lazy. He bought the mitzvah. He was lazy in doing so. Now this comes up in many, many mitzvahs. Amongst the chassidim, they're very, very makbid that when it comes to Neres Chanukah, that they make for the wicks themselves from cotton. They make it however they want it. They make the wicks, and other people go to the store and they buy easy made. Back in my day, you actually had a little tircha. You had to crack the glass off. Then half the time you cut yourself and you bleed. So now you just have like a little plastic cover. You take it off and good to go. You're light. So then it happens to be. It's quite easy to fulfill the mitzvah in such a way. You light it. But that's not a schar gadol in doing so. A schar gadol is sitting there and making the mix. Now again, listen, I don't do that. Maybe I should. I get the glass. I fill up with the oil and the flame's not always the same. The flame's definitely the best when you have the easy, ready-made. That's definitely the best flame. But there's no tircha involved. So I'm not fully there. I'm partially there. Maybe one day I'll get to the time of making the wicks. But here as well, You buy a Sefer Torah, yeah, it costs $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. You worked hard for the money, okay? So that you put the money in that work for a few years, you put into the Sefer Torah. But Ein Adom, a person who sits down there and actually writes the Sefer Torah, so the Midas Adin Katayna, the guy was lazy. If he was told to write the whole Sefer Torah, he wouldn't have done it. When a guy writes a Sefer Torah on his own, says in Muki Yosef, and he sits there day in and day out, and he makes the klaf, it's a big process. You know, my son, who's bar mitzvah this past year, so we went to a sofer in actually called a batemacher. Batemacher is the guy who makes the boxes, not the sofer. The sofer writes the klaf, he writes the osios, the batemacher makes the batem, the black box. So one of these guys in Flatbush, rather, so you go there, and he shows you how it's done. You have three sessions, it's a few hours, and he shows you from the leather, how to shape it, how to make it the right size, and all these drills. It's a lot of work. It's like a carpenter, but he's using like hard leather from a cow to make everything perfect, exactly the size needed. So that's a lot of tircha that it takes to make tefillin. So Sefer Torah as well. You have to make the cloth, you have to make everything even, you have to put the sirtit on, the lines. So then when a person, mamashi, he's tarech and such a Sefer Torah, so then we say ki'ilu kabla, then it's ki'ilu, he was makabla from Har Sinai, and Midas Rachman could say, just like we were tarech ourselves, we walk through the midbar to makabla the Torah from Har Sinai, so to one who writes a Sefer Torah on his own. So that's just a very nice machshava. Anyone want to be a sofer, a wonderful thing. I have a dream to one day do that. Realistically, I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I'd like to one day to be able to write a Sefer Torah. Mezuzah, tefillin, all that stuff. But that's the point of the Gemara. But if one simply just grabs a mitzvah, he just chaps a mitzvah, you chap a mincha, you chap a mitzvah, the same idea. You're running to mincha just to chap it. You're not really being tarech in the mitzvah. You're not being, when you run to mincha, to that mincha, you're not really invested in it. You're just trying to check the box. So you chotev the mitzvah, so you grab the mitzvah, you buy a Sefer Torah from the shuk, and it's you get the mitzvah. Rashi says, mitzvah avid. There's a higher level, whether it's more of a hiddur, whether it's more schar, but there's still a mitzvah even when you buy a Sefer Torah. Now the Rama argues, Shachnar quotes the Rama, and he talks about the mitzvah aseh, that every single Ishmi Yisrael has to write a Sefer Torah, and even if his father leaves one behind, he's still not yotzi the mitzvah. And the Rama writes, but to buy one and not to fix it, not to change it, not to make it better, that's kechotev mitzvah minashuk. That's like grabbing a mitzvah, which the Rama writes, eino yotzeh b'zeh, you do not fulfill the mitzvah. And they all point out that the Rama goes against the Rashi and the other Rishonim, but in the end of the day, Rama says one does not get the mitzvah. So what exactly is this machlokas, whether one gets the mitzvah when buying the Sefer Torah? So there's a Emek Bracha, was not the... The source wasn't on. I wrote it down, but I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at it. There's one upstairs. But the Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, he explains as follows. So just a bit of a background here. To get into the Lamdas here, he quotes from a Sefer, the Toras Chaim. Toras Chaim is one of the Achronim found in Masechet Sanhedrin. And he says the following. It's an important din, that a person is zochet to write a Sefer Torah, to commission a Sefer Torah. It's important that he not give over the Sefer Torah to the Beis Knesset that he's donating it to. He has to hold the rights. He's just lending it so they could use it. But the moment he gives up on it, he is makna to the base medrash, the base knesset. It's not his. He lost his mitzvah. So the Toras Chaim writes that Hakosef Yachid Kosef Sefer Torah Le'atzma. He writes a Sefer Torah. V'nasa the base knesset likros ba b'tzibur. He gives it to the shul to use. U'makdisha, and he's makdish it to them, which means he's giving it to the tzibur for them to keep. Lav shapir avid. That's not a good thing. Because it's not his, and he's not Yotzei's mitzvah. And he says, it doesn't depend on the mitzvah ksiva. I wrote it. Every time a sofer writes a Sefer Torah, he doesn't get a mitzvah, by the way. He's helping me get the mitzvah. He's not getting the mitzvah, because it's mine. I own it. It's not taloy and ksiva, he writes. L'chud. He says, a yachid writes a Sefer Torah, and he loses it. Acharkach nevda. Pshita. It's obvious, shetzarach lichtov lo sefer acharis. He needs to write another one, because he doesn't have a Sefer Torah anymore. It's not about writing it. It's about having one, using one. It's the ability to use it, to learn from it. The Sefer Chinuch writes, as in the mitzvah of Ksivat Sefer Torah, he says, it should be muchan etzel, the Sefer Torah, sheyuchal likros bo tamin, so you should be able to use it. V'lo yitztarech lelechas achor lebeis chaver, to use your friends, to bar your friends. There was a time in history when Gemaras were not easily found. There's one Gemara in the entire city. So to have more Sefer Torah, to be able to learn from it, not to just sit there in the case and to look at it. It's to use. And he writes further, just interestingly, even if the parents lend, are moreshit to the children, you should still write Sefer Torah. Why? So you can lend it to people to learn as well. This should increase the limud haTorah. That's the point. So if a guy writes a Sefer Torah and loses it, so certainly you're not going to get the mitzvah he writes. So he says that if initially the Emek Bracha argues, and he says, not true. I disagree. He thinks that the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is the mitzvah in ksiva, not the mitzvah of having it, but it's a mitzvah ksiva, and therefore, even if you wrote a Sefer Torah, v'chakach nevda, he writes, shaper yotzi, but yotzi the mitzvah, and you're not mechuyev to write another one. It's all dependent on ksiva. And he talks about the din of a melech, and melech is different. He doesn't bring the minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch is a raya for this, though. Minchas chinuch says that after quoting the Rashi in Menachos, that one is yotz the mitzvah from buying a Sefer Torah, he says, I don't understand why that would be the case. Eina muvan, kevan dechsiv b'torah kisur. The pasuk says, to write it. So I didn't write it, I bought it from that guy. Mali Yerusha de lo yatza, just like a person who's yorish from his father isn't yotz the mitzvah, mali kinin, why if I buy one, what should the difference be? The Gzeres HaKasev says, d'be'in and ksiv, you need to write it down. Why would there be a difference? So it's all about ksiva. And therefore says the Emek Bracha initially that if it was lost after one wrote it, one would not fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. But then he backtracks and says, no, you know what? The truth is I really agree to the Taras Chaim. And he says, because Rashi tells us that a person is kone Sefer Torah and Menachos, a person's yod to the mitzvah. And that's how the Taz and the Gra all paskin against the Ramah. That because the ikker purpose of the Sefer Torah is like the Sefer Chinuch writes, it's not about ksiva, it's rather about kidei lilmoba, to learn from it. Kisu lachem es ashira ulamda es b'nei yisrael sima b'fiyam. It's not just to write, it's write in order to learn. And therefore he writes, ayidei kinyan yoyot to the mitzvah as well. That's the pshat in the Rashi. Iker mitzvah hainu sheyil sefer Torah. If you lost it, or you makdish it to the base medrash, you need to write another one. So that's the machlokas. So Rashi assumes that's about using it to learn from it, and therefore buying it is allowed. The Ramah assumes that it's about ksiva, and therefore buying it would not be sufficient. The other nafkamina would be, if you lost it, you have to get a replacement. If it's about ksiva, you don't have to get a replacement. If it's about limud, you would have to get a replacement. Not to get involved, but there's a well-known rush that talks about if one buys Svarim, you could fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, which sounds like a very strange thing. I buy Svarim, I buy Gemaras, I buy Ritvas, Rajbas, the works, the kind of mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So he says, yeah, what's pshat? Because it's about Limud, not about Ksiva. So in order to enhance my learning, in order to enable me to learn Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, buying Svarim would also be sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the Rosh writes. But if it's about ksiva, then you couldn't even entertain the possibility. So many of us who've bought Svarim, so whether if your parents bought it, so maybe that wouldn't be the case, but if you use your own money, maybe you're not there yet, then you'd be yod to the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah or lefi the Rosh, because it's all dependent on limud haTorah. The Rosh writes that. So now let's go a little further. Let's dig further now in this figure. So based on this, so one is not yotz the mitzvah through Yerusha, but through a kinyan. That's the machlokas we just saw. So the Rambam writes something very interesting, which I assume we got a chance to see. He writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he agrees to the din that mitzvah aseh al kol ish v'ish miyisrael lichtov Sefer Torah la'atma shenemar v'ata kitzu lachem v'sashira kulamar kitzu lachem Torah sheish bashira write a Sefer that has a Shira, the Fishain Kosin as a Torah Parshas. Since you can't write sections of the Torah, you have to write a Shira. You have to write Hazinu. You need to write that. But there's another thing you can't write Parshio separately. You can't write just Hazinu. So you mainly have to write the entire Sefer Torah. That's the implication of the Pasuk. And Viafa Pisha Nichol Avosav Sefer Torah, even though one's parents may have left one behind, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishilo, you have to write your own Sefer Torah. So Yad Ramah writes, he says, this din of writing a Sefer Torah that one's not Yorishib by Hedyot, it applies the same thing to a Melech as well. He says, Asikna fil Hedyot nami shenichal avosav sefer Torah mechayv lemichtav sefer Torah, lenafshe midilei. A Hedyot has to write his own sefer Torah, even if he was Yorish. Shenemar kisu lechem mishalachem. And chiyitzirach tana lashmarina, and the Gemara here tells us in Sanhedrin, Gabi Melech l'shtei Toros, that both of his sefer Torah have to be written as well. Dil Hedyot sagila bichada. But they both have to be written by the Melech himself. He can't be Yorisha. That's Pashat Pshat of the Gemara. But this Rambam has this big Chiddush Rambam and Stirah seemingly. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim Perek Gimel, Halach Aleph Beis, Sheyashiv HaMelech, when the king sits on the throne. Al Kisei Malchuso, Kosev Lo Sefer Torah La'atmo. He has to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Yeser Al HaSefer Sheinichel Avosav. In addition to the Sefer Torah, in which his parents, his father, may have left behind. And the Kesef Mishnah, among others, asked the question, wait a second, how come in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes, that Hedyot is not Yotzei the Mitzvah, if he's Yorish from his father, but a Melech is Yotzei the Mitzvah, at least one of the Mitzvahs, one of the Sefer Torah, from being Yorish from his father? That's the big question. So we end up having three suggestions, and now Mitzvah Hashem make a fourth suggestion, a teretz, to this Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, it's hard to fully grasp what he's trying to say here. But the two elements, the Chakir we spoke about before, about the element of Ksiva versus the element of Limud, that is part of the balancing act that Kesef Mishnah is pointing out here. So let's read the language of Kesef Mishnah. Maybe we could have some understanding if we read it together. So he asks this question, if you look in number 8, and we'll read the answer in the 4 lines down. He says, "V'yesh litchok v'lomar." There's perhaps some difficulty. We could suggest the following, but he admits it's not the greatest answer. Shirabenu, the Rama mefarish dechishani, when the Gemara answers lo tzricha l'shtei toros, halchi kamar. This is how we interpret the Gemara. Had the katani gavi melech, which it says by the king shalayis ga'e. That's the language of the nusach of the Kesef Mishnah. It says shalayis ga b'shalachem, that he should not be misga'e or misane from others. D'mashma davar ze miyuchad b'melech. Haynu dafka b'sefer Torah shechayv ha-melech lichtov nosif al ha-hedyot. Which sefer Torah, when the Rambam says he could be Yorish from his father, a sefer Torah, and needs to write a second sefer Torah, which of the two sefer Torah? Right, the melech has an obligation of writing one midin hedyot and one midin melech. Which of these two sefer Torah did he say you could be Yorish and be yotzei, and which one did he say you have to write on your own? So Kesef Mishnah's understanding is that when you cannot be Yisgah B'Shal Chayrim, that was referring to that of the kings, that which is Miyucha to the Melech, the extra one, the second one, that one you cannot be Yorish, but the one that you have, the base one, the one that you have in common with the Hedyot, that you actually can be Yorish, which is very counterintuitive because, he asks the question, so regular Hedyot has to write his own, but in Melech's Hedyot, he could actually be Yorish. What's the difference? How could that be? Even though a Hedyot himself cannot rely on his father's Sefer Torah, shiny Hedyot shiny, he's different. Because im haya somech al shel aviv, if he relied on his father's, nimshe shelo haya kosev, he wouldn't write a Sefer Torah klal. Aval melech, ava pisha yismoch al shel aviv, even though he relies on his father's Sefer Torah for his Hedyot, Sefer Torah, and he doesn't write that one, no problem. Because he still has to write a second Sefer Torah and he'll accomplish Ksiva that way. So that's the understanding of the Kesef Mishnah. So what comes out here is, you have to say for the Kesef Mishnah, the Indian of Ksiva is not an inherent requirement of the Sefer Torah itself. There is a requirement of a Ksiva, and there's a requirement to own a Sefer Torah. Two different elements. So for a Hedyot, he only has one. They're all the same. He only has one. He can't divide the Ksiva and the Bilas. So they have to be together. But when it comes to Melech, who has two, he could separate the two. He could have one Midin Hedyot that he owns, that he Yorish it, and he could accomplish the Ksiva because he has a second Sefer Torah he needs to have. He could do the Ksiva there. But that Ksiva does not need to be part and parcel of the Hedyot. even for the hediot, Sefer Torah that he owns, conceptually, the ksiva and the limud are separate from each other. It's just practically, he only has to have one Sefer Torah, so you can't separate them. So, therefore, the Kasdan Mishnah suggests that he could acquire, he could own the Yorish, the Hedyot Sefer Torah, but he then must write the other Sefer Torah. That's the Kasdan Mishnah suggestion. Now, the Ragachavar says different. Let's actually do Emek Bracha first. Emek Bracha, he asks this question as well. There's Emek Bracha in the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Those who want to look inside, it's page Lamed Dalad Lamed Hey. It's Os Bey is a Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. And he writes, Anias Daiti, Nira, it appears to me, that when the Rambam writes, you have to have two Sefer Torah. He says, Mitzvah Asei, Lichtov HaMelech Sefer Shnei, Sefer Sheini, Latma Kadesh Yilo Shnei Sefer Torah. He has to write a second Sefer Torah so that he has two Sefer Torah. So listen to the diak he makes. The Kavanas HaTorah B'masha Kosev V'Kosev Lo Asa Mishnah HaTorah. When the Torah requires a Melech to write a second Sefer Torah, Lav Detzarch Lichtov Bei Sefer Torah. Not that he has to have write two Sefer Torah. He must have two Sefer Torah, not to write two. The Be'emes Eino Mechuyiv Lichtov Rak Achas. He only needs to write one. Ela Ikra Din Shel Olam Shetzarch Shelo Od Sefer Torah Achas. He has to have one more than everybody else. This way you could call it Kidei Shetikra Sefer Torah Shekasav Mishnah Torah. He has to have a Mishnah Torah. Now you only have two if you have one first. How do you get Mishnah Torah? To have one early. That first one, he says, it doesn't come because of Hedyot. Right? The Kasdan Mishnah said, if I'm the Melech, I've got a Sefer Torah like a Hedyot and a Sefer Torah like a Melech. The Emek Brecha says that no. There's no Hedyot Sefer Torah for the Melech. He needs to have two Sefer Torah. One he gets however he gets it, just to create a Hechatimsi to have a second Sefer Torah. He says, Nimsa Shechiyuva Meta Melech. Sheyehelo Sefer Torah Echad Af Beliksiva. He needs to have one Sefer Torah, even if he never wrote it. However he gets it, the Sefer Torah Sheini Muchuyov Lichtov V'yelo L'Shem Mishnah Torah. Ardeimash Shekasav Yeshlo Sefer Torah Achars. So again, the lumdus here is, for the Emek Bracha, is that the first Sefer Torah that the Melech owns is not a Hedyot Sefer Torah. Completely different. Two different parshas, two different halachas. Just get me one so I can leave it here and to put a second one on top of it, if you will. Just to call it a Mishnah Torah. Whether I got it from family, whether I got it from a friend that I bought it, that was given to me, I just need one, however I get that, in order to accomplish a second, what we call Mishnah Torah. While for the Kesef Mishnah, it says no. The first Sefer Torah is Midin Hedyot. I'm like you. I just need a second one also, Midin Melech. But for the Emek Bracha, no. There's no Hedyot. The Melech's two Sefer Torah are completely different from each other. And therefore, even though a Hedyot is not Yotzeh, is not Yotzeh the Mitzvah through Yerusha, a Melech can be Yotzeh the first Sefer Torah through Yerusha, because that doesn't have any rules. The first one's just a way to create a second Sefer Torah. The second Sefer Torah is the issue. That's the Iker. That's the Mishnah Torah. The first one, who cares how you get it? There are no rules. Even if you're Yorish from the fathers, you still get the Mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the Emek Bracha. Let's go through the Ragachavar's answer, then I'll make one final suggestion. Yeah?
Just in terms of those who do not think it would be whether it matters which one you write.
What do you mean?
According to the Kesef Mishnah, it doesn't matter which one you choose to write, whether it's the one that's the time that you're going to write. Whereas according to...
It could be. He doesn't say that. He doesn't suggest that you could write the Hedyot one and then not write the Melech one, but that could be a possibility. Kesef Mishnah.
If the Kol
Shekain means that you can even write the one that's a Hedyot, or that Hedyot has the stem, because the time of the Hedyot is only because you receive it. I'm not sure if it's a Kol Shekain, because it might be that the Melech, you have to write the Melech. It's possible the Ksiva by the Melech is a necessity. And the Hedyot is not. So you're suggesting maybe you could write the Hedyot and not write the Melech one. So I don't know if that's the case. He didn't say that. So it could be. But I definitely hear the direction you're going. I was just saying it's not Mukhach within the Kesef Mishnah. So now the Ragachavar also weighs in with the idea of Ksiva and Lima. And he also, it's a big Chiddush here. He writes... He writes that the MS, if you go three lines down in the Ragujava, he writes Bemis Kain, Kach, Dilishnei Dvarim, Tzarech, Sefer Torah. The two dinim when it comes to the Sefer Torah, the Ragujava is always throwing out Chakiras. He writes very terse. But if you could find the Ragujava is quoted a different place, I don't recommend anyone learn straight through Ragujava, because he's going to be quoting around 50 different sugyas, all in like 50 lines. You'll be lost. So when you come across a Ragujava, just try to hone in on the few important lines and to pull out the Chakiras and the applications and the Chidushim. But he writes, Shnei Dvarim Tzarech Sefer Torah. Echad L'Limud V'Echad L'Mitzvos K'siva Sefer Torah. Like we've been discussing, that's the Chakira. Is it for Limud or is it for K'siva? V'Hoch Shel Limud Yotze Gam Bishel Avosav. The element of Limud you could accomplish through your inheriting. There's no meaning of K'siva there. It's a Limud. Ach, there is a certain Tanai though. Gavei Melech Halimud V'Akriya Shelo Tzarech Lios Rak B'Sefer Torah Shekasev L'Shem Melech. There's a special condition necessary. That element of Lima that comes from the Sefer Torah of a Melech must be on a Sefer Torah that was written by a Melech. Af B'Shalav, even if the father, as long as the father was a Melech, he could be Yorish from his father. That's a condition. That Lima has to come from there. If the father was a Melech, Gam can die. But Lagabe the Ksiva, that he has to write on his own, that's a separate element. And that ksiva could come even when he was a hedyu. So it comes out here, it's actually the opposite of the kesemish. You have to pay attention to this one. It's the opposite. It's a little bit tricky to wrap your head around. Here, when the Rambam says you're yotze hiniach aviv, it's not the hedyu sefer Torah like the kesemishna. It's actually the melech sefer Torah that you're yotze. So when it's a hiniach aviv, yotze mitzvah, from the malchus that you're yotze, and that's a din in limra Torah, says the Ragachover. But the second Sefer Torah that the Melech must write, that's the din of the Hedyot. The one that has to write out the Hedyot. And he says, even if he wrote it when he was a Hedyot, and he still has it as a Melech, he's still Yotze. Because it's not a din of Melech, it's a din of Hedyot. So he switched around the Pshat in the Rambam from the Kesem Mishnah. You might have to review this again to make sure you get Pshat here. But again, the Kesem Mishnah says, when the Rambam says, Yotze Hiniach Aviv, that you're Yotze with the Sefer Torah of Hedyot, and he has to write a separate Sefer Torah for the Melech. The Ragachover says, no, the opposite. When the Ramzir Yotze through Hiniach Avosav, that was the Melech Sefer Torah that you Yotze, and the one that he has to write is Midin Hedyot. Is that?
What if the Tolerate, if the Pasit Hedyot has the word of it, Kisru, if it's Davka on that one? Or is it just that they should write a Sefer Torah?
So you're asking a question. What you're saying is, by the Hedyot, it says Ksiva. Correct. Exactly. It's Pashup Shah the Pasuk. What you're saying is like the Ragachover, that the Ksiva is on the regular Kisvat Sashira Zos, Lehedyot. The Melech, there's no Indian of Ksiva. But the Kesemishu says, no, the Ksiva is a general thing. Bain Hedyot, Bain Melech. Just make sure there's a Ksiva somewhere in the Pasha. Excellent. Very good. Is there any question? No, I thought. Fine. So let me make one more suggestion. We've been speaking about up until now. Hopefully by now you learned some of the methodology that I try teaching, that we've been talking about the angle of Ksiva Sefer Torah. What would a different angle be to try to analyze this question in the Rambam? Just the sugya, not explain. You have to explain it. You can if you want. But we've been discussing the sugya of Ksiva Sefer Torah. How to explain the steer in the Rambam. What's the other sugya here at play?
Melech
a little bit, yeah. But in particular, Yerusha. He's Yorish. How do we understand Yerusha? It's Yerusha of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So when it comes to Yerusha in general, this is a sugya that's in the 8th parak, Yesh Nochlin and Baba Basra. And there's a discussion whether Yerusha works as an acquisition, as a lokeach, one who is Yorish from the parent. It's a new acquisition. It's a new transaction. But there's a language of the Baal Mor there. The Baal Mor writes, it's based on the sugya in Erevin, that although in general, when a person's Yorish, a relative, we view it as a new acquisition, there's a lapse in time of a new owner, when it comes to the Ben being Yorish the father, the language of the Baal Mor is Ki'ilu Ha'av Kayim. when a child inherits a father, it's as if the father is still alive. Kila avchai. Kila avchai, different languages. And it's based on the Gemara in Erevin, talks about if a father leaves an Erev, so the son could use that piggyback off that Erev, because there's no separation between a father and a son. It's, Rosenzweig used the language of it's a seamless transaction, I think he said, or something like that. It just, there's no death and then acquisition. It's, the father's still alive. There's a Horya, there's a Rashi in Horyos, Daf Vav, I'm an Aleph, that also used a language that when the child takes over for the father, it's Kilu Ahavchai. So you have that idea. Now, it's not, most Rishonim don't hold that way. Most Rishonim hold that there's nothing unique about the Yerusha of the father and the son. But maybe when it comes to Malchus, it's different. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, based on the Gemaras, and it's brought down actually in Shulchan Aruch as well, Kishma'amidim ha-melech moshchin oso b'shemen ha-mishra, you anoint the king, and me'achar she moshchin ha-melech harei zezoch elo u'levan av li'olam. And the moment the king is anointed, it becomes a dynasty. She'malchus Yerusha, quotes the pasuk, she'nemar l'mani arich yamim al-mamlachta v'hu u'levan av b'ker of Yisrael, the children and grandchildren continue this legacy. And let's say he leaves behind a child who's a katan. So, m'shamir lo ha-melucha ad she'yagdil, you preserve the melucha until he becomes a bar mitzvah. And he says, "Chola kodem benachla kodem liyusha hamalucha." It's all dependent. The same rules of Yerusha and priorities apply to malchus as well. And v'lo amuluch malchus b'va, not only by malchus, but ella kol asuraros v'chol menuim l'shib Yisrael, all types of positions. It's Yerusha livno u'leven beno ad olam. It passes on to the child and the grandchild and so on forever, as long as she have ben mimale makum avosav v'chachma v'ira. As long as the son is able to fit the criteria in wisdom and fear. If let's say he's memala b'yira, he has yira shemayim, but doesn't have the chachma, so then you could mamid no son teach him. You could teach a child. And maybe based on this, we could say that although in general by Yerusha of Mamonis, that we don't view that the child is standing in the shoes of the father. So the father left behind the Sefer Torah. The child's yorishim, it's not kilu haaf kayim. He needs to write his own Sefer Torah. But maybe when it comes to the king, so the king is Yerush, the Malchus, so it's Kilu Havkayim, it's a dynasty, as the Rama writes, Malchus Yerusha, Leman Yaruch Yamim Amamlachto, your Malchus of the David Melch continues all the generations thereafter, David Melch is a Chai V'Kayim, Kilu Hukayim, as if he's still alive. So maybe the Rama says here, the Sefer Torah that he gets from his father, Midin Malchus, the Melech, that's Hinicha Avosav Yer Yotze, because it's all about, it's a seamless transaction. But the one that comes Midin Hediot, the Hediot there, we don't say such a thing. That's the Baal Mor. It's a unique sheet of the Baal Mor, but most people say by Dinim Amnis, other cases, it's not Kila Avkayim, and therefore you just bought it, and you have to write your own Sefer Torah, Midin Hediot. Maybe that could be the other approach. And just to finish off, just one last Ha'ara on the Sugya, not related to directly what we're talking about, the Rashash. I don't know if you had a chance to see the Rashash, but interesting Rashash here. Rashash just points out that on this sugya, he finds it hard to believe that this Sefer Torah, the second Sefer Torah of the Melech that he travels around with him, is a real Sefer Torah. He says, firstly, there's a problem. The Gemara in Brachos says in Daf Chav Dalad, you can't hang a Sefer Torah in a kiss. You can't put a Sefer Torah in a little bag and hang it from the hook. It's an isser. It's a lack of cover to the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says that he would wear this Sefer Torah like on his arm, like, you know, like a quarterback wears like the you know, the plays. That's how I envision he wore like a tiny Sefer Torah like that. He'd walk around with the Sefer Torah. Now that's one problem. Number two, he says that how in the world could you get a Sefer Torah so small that the size of six tefachim in the circumference, that's a tiny Sefer Torah. To get all the words on one Sefer Torah? It says, the Marshal said, it's tiny writing. Someone just showed me, was up in the country, Arab Shabbos, he just ordered 0.4 pen ink. I never saw that. I got 0.5, he got 0.4. They don't make them in America. I guess it's dangerous. You have to get them specially ordered somehow. So tiny ink, you write tiny ink. And then he said, hard to believe. Marshal says it's already almost impossible, divrei nevi'os, to write the Sefer Torah on that size cloth. So based on these two questions, the Rashash says, Luli Mistafina, had I not been so fearful to go against no one else said this before me, I would have suggested that the Sefer Torah Shnia wasn't a Torah Shlema. Rather, it's a Sefer Mitzvos Bekotzer, like just a Targ Mitzvos listed. That was the Chiddush of the Rashash. It's always so fascinating when you have a great gadol like that, who's mechavin to a Rishon that he wasn't aware of. And Margalos Yam says, Rashash mechavin to the Resag, Resadigon, and the Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason writes in that pasuk, he says, when you, the Sefer Torah is written by the Melech, he says, Parsha Araisa Da. This Parsha. Sounds like from the Targum Yonason, or just the Parsha of Parsha Melochim, Parsha Shoftim. That was it, according to Targum Yonason. Rav Sadia Gon writes, and Radak and the Aruch, others it seems, that they'd write just the Luchos was on it. The Luchos, there are Taryag letters, 613 letters in the Luchos connected to Taryag Mitzvahs, and that's all. And that's all it was. So his Chiddush, that it wasn't a Torah Shlema, was shared by others as well, Targum Yonason and the Versag and others. So it was an interesting Chiddush. So it wasn't a massive Sefer Torah, it wasn't the whole Sefer Torah. It was just bits and pieces of the various parts. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We discussed in general the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah, whether one's yotze through lekicha, through kinyan or not. Rashi says one was, and the Ramah says one is not yotze the mitzvah. That was dependent on whether it's a mitzvah of the ksiva, in which case he wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah on the liman, the ability to learn, in which case buying a Sefer Torah, one would be yotze. The Emek Bracha discussed this, along with the Nevda. If one wrote the Sefer Torah and lost it, is he required to write another one? Depends on whether it's a ksiva, he accomplished that. If it's about limud, then he had to buy another one in order to use it. And we went into the discussion about the Rambam, who says, although a head yotze not yotze the mitzvah of Yerusha, a melech is yorish, and can be yotze at least one of the Sefer Torah, but not the second one. So what's pshat to involve to go through the four pshat? And we have pshat of the Kesem Mishnah, the Ragdash of the Emek Bracha, and then my final suggestion, and then finally this Rashash. Okay, tomorrow, if everyone can finish the Perek,